Merge right. I've got to share this message with you. You know, there's two sides to every coin and two sides to every story. There's two sides of the street, two sides of the bed, two sides to almost everything. Oh, the pendulum swing, yes or no, right or wrong, go or stay, winners, losers, everything has two sides. Recently, while I was driving, the traffic was at a standstill, and I noticed I was in the left lane, and it was a merge right situation. I could tell many were caught off guard as well, and were sharply cutting over to get back to the right as the left lane closed abruptly. It was kind of stressful and frustrating, and soon became a bit chaotic, because everyone wanted to go ahead of the other person. As I waited for the aggressive drivers to go ahead, I started thinking, where was that notice that the lane was going to end? How were we to know we needed to merge right? This could get dangerous. Why is everyone in such a hurry? Can they see that the left lane ends and we can't go anywhere? Do I just jolt out there and push my way to keep right or left? Keep waiting? What do I do? Something about merge right spoke to me, and Daddy God was downloading a spiritual truth from this natural situation. How many times do you find yourself in the wrong lane, the wrong line, the wrong choice? Do you ever have buyer's remorse? Do you all hear the saying, stay in your lane, da-da-da, etc.? But what if God is closing the current lane and needs you to merge right? You're going to have to leave your lane or risk getting hit or stuck or come to a complete dead end. Sometimes there are no warning signs that you need to leave one lane and go to the other. Sometimes there are, and we're too busy to notice them. Do you wait till everyone passes or just jump out in faith you won't get sideswiped? What if you're holding so tightly to one side and you should be on the other? What if you're to flip that coin, cross that street, adjust things, wake up on the other side of the bed, or whatever spectrum you've been living or find yourself in? Of course, some things are clearly easy to decide which sides to take. Heaven versus hell, good versus evil, justice versus corruption, truth versus lies, love versus hate. But still, there is always two sides, two ways you can choose to go. So today, ask yourself, does this side I currently find myself on represent my goals, my values, my thoughts, my future, my destiny? Jesus, morals, love, goodness, truth, justice, heaven? Do I need to possibly merge right and try a new path, a new perspective, a new choice, a new decision, a new way of doing things so that I'm not caught off sides for the things that matter most? Maybe that stay in your lane stuff is not so good advice after all. I want to leave you with this perfect promise. Psalm 119, 128 in the Passion Translation. Every word you speak, every truth revealed is always right and beautiful to me, for I hate what is phony and false. Thank you, Lord. Have a blessed day and happy new year, and have a wonderful week. And we'll catch you back soon on the pursuit of a promise. Be sure to ring that bell and share us with your friends and family. We'd love to connect with you on all social media platforms.